Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainus Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph. It says the Gemara that Elf and Rabbi Yochanan Abu Garsi by Raisa. The Elf and Rabbi Yochanan were learning in Yeshiva, and the Chiklu Milsa Tuva, Lemay said they had a lot of financial difficulties. So Amri, they said, Nekim Venezo Venevadiska, Venekayim Venavshin, Efeskil Oye Becha Evyoy. That we should go out, we should go to work a little bit, and we'll be Mekayim the Pasuk of Efeskil Oye Echa Be'evyoy, which means that you have to make it that no one's poor amongst you. We have our shtadlos, our chiva v'shtadlos. So Azu they went, and Aisvei Tu Seguda, they happened to have been sitting by a certain wall, Re'ia, and the wall was very weak, it was about to fall. Havu Kukar Chirifta, they were eating some bread together, and Asu Tre Malachi Hashares, there were two Malachi Hashares, and Shami Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr Chad Lechavri, Rabbi Yochanan overheard that one of the Malachim was saying to the other, Nishti Alayu Haiguda, let's go throw this wall against them, V'naklinu, let's go kill them. Why? Shemanich Chayel Alam Habo, V'aiskin B'chayisha, they're leaving the base medrash to go to work. So Amr So the other Malach says to this one that Samar Leidach that no Shavkinu, we should leave them alone. One of them, Lameisa, he's going to end up becoming a big Rosh Yeshiva. Things are going to work out for him. Rabbi Yechonon Shama and Elfa Leishama. Rabbi Yechonon heard this conversation. Elfa didn't hear this. However, Rabbi Yechonon didn't know that at the time. So Amar Rabbi Yechonon Elfa. Rabbi Yechonon turns to Elfa and he says to him, Shama Mar Midi, did you hear anything? Amar Leiloi, he says to him, no. So Amar Midi Shami enough. And the fact that I heard it, Elfa Leishama and Elfa didn't hear it. I'm the one who is gonna, things are gonna work out for, I'm gonna be the Rosh Yeshiva. So I'm gonna lay Rabbi Yechonon ahead there. So Rabbi Yechonon said to Elfa, I think I'm gonna go back to the base medrash. I'm gonna be mekayim by myself. Anyways, there's always going to be poor people, and there's nothing to do about it, and I'm gonna be that one of those poor people. And the other pasuk, that's talking about the person who's not learning. Everyone is only if you're not learning, but I'm gonna learn, and then anyways, there's always gonna be poor people. Rabbi Yochanan Hadar, Ilfa Lehadar, and Taka, that's what happened. Rabbi Yochanan went back to the base medrash, and Ilfa did not. Adas, Ilfa, Malach Rabbi Yochanan. As Ilfa was working, so Rabbi Yochanan, he became the king, Malachi Rabbanon, he became the Rosh Yeshiva. So Amrulai, the people in the town, they said to Ilfa, you know, if this didn't hurt him enough, they said, Yasuv Mar, Vigaris, if you would have went back to Yeshiva and learnt, Lehavim Malach Mar, we wouldn't have appointed Rabbi Yochanan as the Rosh Yeshiva, we would have appointed you, you bet somewhere greater. So Azul Tala Nafshai, Nafshe Baskaria de Spintum. He had tremendous chalisha sadas, and he went and he hung himself by the mast of a boat, by the pole in the middle of the boat. He went and he hung himself there. And Amr, and he said, "Yika deshali b'masnisa derabbi chiyav rabbi ishiya v'lei pashtitna le'masnisan nafilna me'askari desfinta v'tavana." If there's anybody that's going to ask me from a brayser that was taught by Rav Chiyah and Rabbi Ishiya, and I'm not going to show you how the pshat is, what the pshat is based off of a mishnah, so then I'm going to jump off from here and I'm going to drown. Meaning, I'm still talmid chacham also. So lemaisa also usabba certain elders. Elderly fellow came over to him, possibly Eliyahu Navi, and Tanale, and he taught him the following braisa. He said the braisa says like this: Ha'imer tnu shekel ifnai. A person, he says, on his deathbed, he says, give a shekel to my son b'Shabbos every week. Vehein royin lasa islam sela. But we know that his children, they have a little bit of a higher standards than that. They need a sela a week, which is two shkala. They need a sela. So the halacha is nice to have sela. We understand that the father, he didn't mean dafka shekel. If that's what they need a week, so then we'll give them a sela. V'mamar al titnu lahem ela shekel. However, if his lashon is don't give them more than a shekel, so then we listen, then we see he means business, and he nice than lahem ela shekel, we only give them a shekel a week. And if he mentions that if they die, then other people should be the yarshim, and they should only receive a shekel, so then bein shamar tnu, bein shamar al titnu, a nice namela shekel. Even when he only says tenu lahem shekel and they need a sela, we still only give a shekel. There's no umduna that by other people he would really want them to have a sela a week. So now that's the brisa. So Amar Lei, so Ofa responded that how money Rabbi Meir he. I'll tell you that the pshan in the brisa is Rabbi Meir. It's going like Rabbi Meir. The Amar who told us that mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. So then with that Ofa proved that he still was a talmid chacham. He said that the tana of the brisa is Rabbi Meir who holds that there's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the mace. So Amru Level Nachmish Gamzu, another story, some more Tzipurei Tzadikim, they said about Nachmish Gamzu, Shaisuma Mishtei Enav, Gidei Mishtei Yadav, Yikitea Mishtei Raglov, he was blind, he didn't have hands, he didn't have legs, and the whole Gufa Imalishchin, his whole body was filled with boils. Vayamutu Babes Ruah, he lived in a house that was very weak, Varagle Mitasa Imunachim Bispalin Shamayim, and they put the legs of his bed into buckets of water, Kidesh Lo Yalu Alav Nimalim, so that ants shouldn't crawl up the bed, because he would have no way to fight off the ants. He didn't have hands, he didn't have legs. Pamachas, one time, so the Tamidim, they realized that his house was inside a house, that his bed was inside a house, he was living inside a house that looked like it was about to collapse. So Bikshu Tamidim, Lefanes Mitasa, so they wanted to take him out, they wanted to take his bed out with him on it. And then they would go back, take out the table, take out the cabinets, and take out everything else. However, Amar Lehem Nachim Mishgamzu said to them, Benai, my children, Penu Asakalim, Va'achar Kach Penu As Mitasi. And no, you should first take out everything else, and then take me out. Shemuftach Lochem, I can guarantee you that Kozman Shani Babayas, so long as I'm inside this house, Ain Abayas Naifel, the house is not going to fall. Lamayasa Penu Asakalim, they took everything out, Va'achar Kach Penu As Mitasi. Then they took out Nachim Mishgamzu. And exactly as he said, v'nafal abayis, only then the house fell. So Amru Lei Talmidav, so Nachum Mishgamzu's Talmidim said to him, Rabbi, v'chim ha'achar tzadik gomer ata. We knew you were a tzadik. Now we see you're clearly a tzadik gomer. You're such a tzadik gomer. Lama also l'chokach. Why did all this happen to you? That you don't have hands, legs, you're blind. What's going on? What's the story? Amru Lehem Bana, he said to them, my children, I'll tell you the story. Ani garamti l'atzmi. I'm the one who causes to myself. Shepam ha'achas yisimalik b'derech l'beis chami. I was one time traveling on the road and I was going to my father-in-law's house. So no, that wasn't the mistake. The mistake was the following. And with me I had three camels. I had one camel filled with food, one camel for drinks, one camel for all different types of other goodies. I was going to go bring my father-in-law a gift. And a certain ani came and he stood by me on the road. And he says to me, Rabbi Parnaseini, give me something to eat. I need something. Support me. Amarti lo, as I said to him, Hamti natcha efrik min achamar. Just wait a moment while I get off the donkey. Lo yispakti lefrik min achamar, atchi yatsin nishmasai. Lemaisa, by the time I got off the chamar, says Nachum Yishgamzu, that this poor person already died. Halachti, I went, v'nafalti aponav, I fell on his face. Amarti, and I said, Ein hai, shalichosu alai necha, my eyes, that didn't have mercy on your eyes, yisayimu, they should become blinded. Yodai, shalichosu al yadecha, my hands, that didn't have mercy on your hands, yisgadmu, they should be cut off. And also, ragla shulchasu al raglecha yiskatu. My legs that didn't have mercy on your legs, they also should be cut. But in the skyra daiti, I still didn't feel satisfied with what the tshuva, the levels of tshuva that I reached. Ad shamarti, until I said that kol gufi yeimal lishchin, that my whole body should be filled with boils. So Amru Lai, so the Talmidim said to Nachum Mishgamzu, Ohi lanu shirei nucha bekach. What was to us that we see you in this way? There's going to be a tremendous tfiyah against us that you're our rabbi. We saw you, and look what we're holding. So Amar Lahem, and so Nachum Mishgamzu says to them that what about me? Ohi li emloi riyisuni bekach. What would have been to me if you wouldn't see me like this? This is the tshuva that I had to do. On my level, this is what I had to do. If you wouldn't see me like this, then there would be a tremendous tefillah on me. Now, by my karulei Nachum Mishgamzu, why did they call him Nachum Mishgamzu? To call milso davasalkulei amar gamzu l'toiva. He would always constantly say, gamzu l'toiva. Ziv nechadet, there was a story one time, bo l'shadure Yisrael doiren l'bei Kesar. The Yidden, they wanted to send a present to the Caesar's house. Apparently there was some sort of gzera. They wanted help from the Caesar to annul the gzera. So they wanted to appease him, so they sent him some gifts. Amru, they said, man Yisrael, who's going to bring the gifts over? Finally, they concluded, Yezo Nachum Yishgamzu Hamaluma Benisanu, Demaluma Benisanu, that they should, that Nachum Yishgamzu should go, because he always has Nisim that go on around him. So, Shadju Bidei Bilmale Sifta Davanum Tavis Margolius, they sent in his hand a suitcase filled with all sorts of precious stones and gems and diamonds. And also, Bas Bahudira, and he went and he slept over in a certain inn. And Balaila Kamu Hanuk Diyarai, at night, the innkeepers, they got up, they realized he has some sort of suitcase over there filled with something. Ushaklinu Lesifte, they took his suitcase, they saw what was in it, they took it out. Umalnu Afra, and instead, in its place, they filled it up with dirt so that Nachum Yishgamzu wouldn't realize. Kimatu Lahasam, when he got over there to the Caesar, Sadrinu Lesifte, Lesifta, so they opened up the suitcase, and Chazanu de Malu Afra, they saw it was filled with dirt. Ba'amalkulu Makdalinu Lukulu, so the king wanted to kill all the Jews. What is this? Amar, he said, Kamachaychu biyudai, they're making fun of me. Amar Gamzu Lataiva. However, Nachum Yishgamzu's reaction was just that this is gonna work out for the good. Asa Eliyahu, Eliyahu Navi came, and in me like a chad minayu, and he appeared like one of the Roman officers. And Amar Leh, and he says to the king, he says, Dumaha Afra, may Afra da Avram Avuinu, that maybe this dirt is from the dirt of their father, Avram Avinu, Avram their father, the Chihushadi Afra, when he would throw dirt, when he was fighting against the four kings, Havu Saife, it turned into swords, and Gile Havu Geri, and when he would throw straw, it turned into arrows. The Sliva, the Pasuk says, you think Afra Charbay, Kakashna out of the Kashna, and his Afra was Charbay, was, his swords was like Afar, and his Kash turned into Kashta, turned into arrows. Have Yechadim Edinta Dolimatsu Lemichbisha, the Maisa, there was Taka Medina, there was a country that the king was not able to conquer for many years, but Kumineu Kafshua, they tested it well with this dirt, and with this dirt, they were able to conquer the city, because the Taka worked that the dirt turned into swords. So Ailu Lebe Ganaze, Umaluhu Lesifte, Avan Mutayvis Magalia. So they brought Nachamish Gamzu into the treasure room of the king, and they had him fill up his suitcase instead to fill it up with all different types of precious stones and jewels. Vishadru Bikara Rabba. And they sent him away with a tremendous entourage, with tremendous covered. And Kiasu, when he was going back, so Bisu Bahud Yaira, he slept back in the same inn, in Amrulay. So the people in the inn, they say to him, my Isis Bahadach, the Avdilach, Yikara Kuli Hai. What did you bring with you? What did you give to the king that he gave you all this honor? So Amar Lahu, he says to them, my Deshakli Mihacha, Amtiluhasam. What do you mean? You saw the thing that I brought from here, that's what I brought there. He took exactly what I brought from here. So Sasu Ladirayu, they realized, oh wow, we must be sitting on gold over here. This dirt is something special. They went and they knocked down their whole buildings. From Tinu Lebe Malka, they brought all the dirt to the king. And Amrulay, they say to him, that Hai Afra Daisi Hacha Midanu, the dirt that was brought over here, it's our dirt. We're the owners of the dirt. But Kua Lamaisa, the king tested it out. Vulei Ashkechua, it wasn't true. It didn't turn into swords. The Katlinu Lahanach Diurai, and they killed all these innkeepers because they felt that they were making fun of them.